Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Dimitri speaking.
Dimitri, I am getting your probiotics, the triple action probiotics, monthly on a subscription that I have with you through Amazon. My monthly probiotics were delivered, and they were put into our mailbox, which is hot as you know what, because we are in South Louisiana. They sat in that mailbox for probably, I don't know, 15 hours or something like that in the heat. And my question to you is, number one, are they to be delivered through an Amazon delivery into a mailbox, or are they to be put up on a porch where all the other deliveries are made so that it can stay cooler than being in a hot mailbox? And the second thing is, are these probiotics that I just received and sat in that heat, are they ruined because of the heat? You're supposed to store them in a cool, dry place.
No, ma'am. They're not. How long were they out there?
About 15 hours in blazing hot heat. Who knows what the heat was inside a metal mailbox sitting in the sun.
I should still be fine. Because before it leaves, we have an airtight facility anyway once it leaves our facility. So once it gets there, it's not, during the process, it's not hot. So probably once it hits your mailbox, it's just getting raising up the temperature on it. But they're fine to take.
The other question is, when I'm receiving these on a monthly basis from you, and it's being delivered by Amazon, are they permitted to put an Amazon delivery into a federal mailbox? It's your delivery, so tell me how it's supposed to be done properly.
Well, what do you mean, ma'am? It just comes through United States Postal Service.
No, it was an Amazon delivery. It was not U.S. Postal Service.
An Amazon delivery?
It's in an Amazon envelope. It wasn't in a UPS envelope.
And what's the name?
Let me rephrase this. Do you send your deliveries that are purchased through Amazon through the United States Postal Service?
It goes through United States Postal Service. That's where all our Omex products come from. And that's how they deliver it.
So they are delivered to my mailbox?
Yes, ma'am.
Even though it's an Amazon delivery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Wait, did you order yours from Omex or did you order it from Amazon?
From Amazon. I have a monthly
subscription. Okay, well, if you ordered it from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have nothing to do with that. You probably need to contact Amazon. But if you ordered it from our site, the straight Omex site, ours come United States Postal Service, so that's probably why I was confused, since you ordered yours from Amazon. So I wouldn't know how to deliver theirs, honestly.
Okay, so let's talk about me setting up my subscription with you. Since they're going to stick it in a mailbox anyway, I don't know, that doesn't help anything. It's still ending up in a mailbox. If you send it to me and I do it directly through you, or I do it through Amazon, since they're sticking their an Amazon delivery and an Amazon packet is supposed to come to my front porch. It's not supposed to go into a mailbox. But try to get through to, you don't reach customer service with Amazon. You go through this complicated emails and all kinds of other things. You never speak with anybody. I mean, it's gotten so ridiculous.
Who are you talking about?
Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not Amazon.
I know you're not, but you're dealing with Amazon. You're selling your product through Amazon.
They just we don't sell our product to Amazon. They just buy our products in bundles and things like that and sell it through there. So we don't actually deal with Amazon unless they're just buying our product in bundles. So more than likely I'd take this up with Amazon. Unless you ordered it strictly through our site.
Well, if I ordered it strictly through your site, it would still come through U.S. Postal Service and end up in a hot mailbox.
All right, that is true. Our products do go through United States Postal Service.
So I certainly hope that what you're telling me is the case, that this bacterium can stay alive in this wrap packet.
Yes, ma'am. It's fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thanks.
Okie dokie. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.